I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Labor Day is celebrated today here in the United States and in Canada. The rest of the world observes the importance of human labor on May 1st. But in France, where 5 weeks of vacation are not just sacrosanct, they're guaranteed, well, we can assume they revere the sentiment of Labor Day around this time every year. This summer, though, French President François Hollande allowed his ministers just 2 weeks off, while he took only one and didn't go anywhere. So it was kind of a staycation for Hollande. Sophie Petter is Paris correspondent for The Economist magazine. She wrote an article about Mr. Hollande's vacation, as well as his recent thoughts on vacationing. First of all, Sophie, how do the French say staycation? That must be a tough one for them.
Yes, they haven't come up with a word. It hasn't moved across the Channel or the Atlantic yet, the word staycation. But they certainly are coming to terms with difficulty with the idea that you don't go away. You know, the tradition in France was to take the whole of August off. Factories used to close down. Certainly on the high street, you'd have the baker and the butcher that would close down for a month. And that's still very much in the sort of French mind. So the idea that your president doesn't go on holiday at all, he just stays in the presidential residence in the Paris region, was really a bit of a surprise for the French.
Right, and he wasn't just taking the lead. He told his ministers they can only have 2 weeks off. What rationale did he give?
They could only have 2 weeks off, and they had to stay in France. They had to be within reasonable distance of Paris and able to get back in an emergency. I think there are two things going on here. One of them is a sense that François Hollande, when he was elected as socialist president a year ago, he very much wanted to be the sort of normal kind of guy. He didn't want to be a president who was sort of pompous and pretentious. And so given that France is in recession, that times are tough, unemployment is very high, he didn't want to be seen to be idling by the beach. The other message he's trying to give is that this government is serious. And he was really stung last year when he did take a lot of holiday, nearly 3 weeks, and went off to the south of France, and was criticised as somebody who wasn't taking charge of the nation. You know, I think he felt he'd just come out of an election campaign and he was exhausted, whereas the French felt they'd only just elected him, get on with the job.
I mean, some people have called François Hollande's staycation kind of a gimmick, and you have to kind of accept the fact that he does live in a pretty nice place. If you got to stay somewhere, it ain't bad.
Yes, of course. You know, when he stayed at home, he wasn't staying in a tiny little apartment in the center of Paris. He lives in the official residence as the Élysée Palace, which is a former royal palace right in the center with absolutely sumptuous gardens and beautiful decor. He may have scored points by looking serious and being seen to be at work, but at the same time, the French were perfectly capable of seeing through the gimmick at what it really was.
Mm. And you write that Hollande gave his ministers homework as well during those 2 weeks?
He organized a seminar asking them to imagine France in 10 years' time. And they had to come back with their scenarios, you know, their vision, how France would look, what sort of country would France become in 10 years' time, and work out how they were going to get there, what they were going to do in their ministry in order to get France there. So it was a much paler-faced collection of ministers who gathered at the end of August than you usually see.
I mean, Sophie, I'm kind of chuckling about it, but they are, after all, public servants. How did that go down in France?
They are, but you see, again, you've got to remember this idea that the French really cherish their holidays, and in particular, the socialists and the left has been very much associated in the past with the fight for the right to holidays. It's considered a sort of part of the workers' struggle in order to get the right to those holidays. So holidays are not just a right, but they should be taken, and this has caused quite a bit of confusion.
You said that President Hollande's trying to show that his government is serious by this move. Does it signal anything else larger about French society and leisure right now?
I don't think so. I think what you really are looking at is France in recession and France with high unemployment. And I think there is a concern about that living standards are not rising at the moment, and that the French feel that perhaps their society, whether such an important place has been put on leisure, has possibly contributed to that. The French have this 35-hour working week. There is some sort of soul-searching whether that culture, you know, the sort of French art de vivre, if you like, the sense of balancing work and play has got a little bit out of kilter. And possibly they need to do something to put that balance back.
Sophie Petter, Paris correspondent with The Economist, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.